Hello and good afternoon, South Dakota. I'm Kara Hetland. I'm at the studios at the University of Sioux Falls. We're going to take a little bit of time now and talk with Dr. Daniel Heineman. He is with Samford, and he's going to talk to us about some efforts to increase colorectal cancer screening in South Dakota. Dr. Heineman, thanks so much for being with us today on Innovation.
Well, thank you for having us, or having me, I should say. I represent a team, so I'm used to talking in terms of teams. So
let's talk. You have been recognized for reaching that 80% goal.
Well, we have a number of our clinics in the Sioux Falls area that have reached 80%, and we have a number of others throughout our enterprise that are getting close to that as well, as we work on trying to achieve that goal of getting our patients at least 80%, if not more, of them screened for colon rectal cancer.
And let's talk a little bit about why there's a need to have this goal.
Well, we know colon cancer is a very preventable and completely avoidable form of cancer. It's a common cancer. I mean, a number of patients every year succumb to cancer, and especially colon cancer. If we know that about 135,000 adults are diagnosed with colon cancer every year, and when we get screened, we can actually detect it at a very early stage when treatment is very successful and most likely actually prevented. So we know that patients between the age of 50 and 75 should be screened. So a couple of years ago, the American Cancer Society came up with this 80 by 18 challenge for clinicians and organizations across the country. And if we can achieve that 80 by 18, we'll probably keep about 203,000 cancer deaths from happening by 2030, which is a good thing.
You know, that's nationwide, correct?
That's nationwide. That's almost a fourth of the population of South Dakota. So it's larger than the city of Sioux Falls.
Okay, and so when we say the screening, we're talking about a colonoscopy, correct?
Well, that's one.
Okay.
We know that a colonoscopy is not what everybody wants to consider for screening. So there are two other tests that we are using. One of them is called a fecal chemical immunochemical test. It's called a FIT test. It checks for human blood in a stool sample. And so it requires a stool sample. And it's a very accurate screening test, as well as another test called a Cologuard, which looks both for blood as well as stool DNA, cancer DNA in a stool. So there are three options, two of which don't require a prep and taking time off from work to have a colonoscopy done. But the caveat is if either one of those two tests are positive, then we have to follow it up with a colonoscopy, because you've now failed a screening test and we need to go looking to see if there's something that's caused the failure of that screening test.
So if you just test a stool sample, you're not going to know if there's polyps or those earlier indicators, correct?
Correct.
Is it almost too late?
No.
If you just test it?
It's possible it could be too late, but more than likely. And when we do this fecal, these two tests, the FIT test needs to be done on an annual basis. The Cologuard test can be done every 3 years. So at least what we're doing is we're doing annual screening and surveillance for changes in the colon that might be consistent with a new cancer. You are correct. It's possible that somebody could present with a late-stage polyp or late-stage cancer, and we didn't detect it early enough. But one of the things that we like to say is the best test is the test that gets done. And if somebody isn't going to go to colonoscopy, these other two tests are very good screening tests and are much less invasive, so people are more apt to use these as a screening test. And after all, what we're after is screening, which then helps us to make the early diagnosis from a failed screen.
So could the screening be part of your annual physical exam?
It is. It can be. But I will
also
tell you.
But you got to show up, right?
Yep. But I will also tell you that we're not doing as many annual physical exams as we used to because, well, women don't need as many pap smears as they used to. And so some of those things are changing. So it is a good idea once you're beyond the age of 50, though, to have an annual conversation with your physician, your primary clinician, if you will. What do I need to do for me in terms of annual screenings, annual cancer prevention, annual blood pressure follow-ups, annual heart disease follow-ups? What vaccinations do I need? What are other things that I need as far as my preventative medicine strategies that I need for my life and for my family history, et cetera?
We do that for our children for immunizations, but we don't do it for ourselves as we get older.
Correct, and that's something we need to start thinking about changing because there are vaccinations, and obviously, based on just the colon cancer conversation here today, there are tests that should be done to make sure that we can remain healthy as we get older.
And so say I do have colon cancer, then what are the treatments?
Well, if it's early enough, let's say I catch a polyp and it is cancerous, there may need to be either no surgery or with a lot of follow-up. It may mean that you have a small bowel resection that can be done minimally invasively with, say, laparoscopic, you know, the laparoscopic type surgery. If it's more advanced, it probably would require some surgery as well as some chemotherapy or radiation. The goal is to find these precancerous polyps or the very small cancerous polyps so that we can actually treat them at the time of colonoscopy. And in the case of the precancerous or the kind of the cancer that isn't quite cancer yet, preventing cancer if we can remove them.
And we're talking, and this is something that is a lot more common in older people?
Colon cancer tends to be as we get older, although there have been some disturbing reports recently of cancer in younger people, probably in families that have a family history of colon cancer. But typically, colon cancer is beyond the age of 50. That's why it's recommended that once you get to the age of 50, we begin to start screening for colon cancer.
And typically, if you have a clean scan at age 50, what they're saying, 10 years, 5 years, what's the standard?
Colonoscopy. Yeah. So if you had a colonoscopy that did not detect any abnormalities, 10 years. If you had a FIT test at age 50, you get to have a FIT test at 51, 52, 53, okay. 54. It's an annual test, and you may never need colonoscopy, but you could have 25 FIT tests. Now, I suspect that with the research, especially with things like Cologuard, that we'll be coming up with better stool screening tests that may be more sensitive and specific for these lesions. So, but for right now, it is colonoscopy, either the FIT and or the Cologuard test.
The point is, have a conversation with your doctor.
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. Dr. Heineman, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I
absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Hopefully, if we can get some people interested in colon cancer screening, that'll be all worth it. So.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.